Welcome, Moira, to ExecuPeak.
Thank you so much, Sasha. It's great to be here with you.
Likewise. Moira, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
I do have a morning ritual. Actually, I have many, and for me, it really depends on the season, so I feel like it's different whether it's winter, autumn, summer, or spring. And generally, like at the moment, my morning routine is getting up, usually around 6:30, and I would meditate first and foremost. And after I meditate, I would journal. And after that, I would take my dog for a walk, and then I would make my morning drink, which consists of ginger, lemon, and honey, because I like to follow an Ayurvedic lifestyle. And then I would get dressed and get ready for the day. And usually I'm on camera, so it usually takes a hair, makeup, the works.
You are a successful entrepreneur and speaker. Do you recall the very first lesson you learned in entrepreneurship?
I would say one of the biggest lessons I learned early on was to always ask for what I wanted. I remember I was going to a networking event, a local networking group, and they always had speakers, and I really wanted to speak. And I was, you know, wondering, why are they not ever asking me to speak? And, you know, I would go there and I would sit and I would be so keen and I would, you know, wait and hope. I was hoping that somebody would notice that I really wanted to speak. And then one evening I said to the organizer, I said, you have great speakers here. They were like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I often wondered why I'm never invited to speak. And they said, Moira, we didn't know you wanted to speak. Would you like to speak next month? I said, yes, I would. Very much so. And it really, I remember driving home in my car that night going, wow, Moira, if you want something, just ask for it.
As a speaker, is there one thing that you learned that you wish you learned early on?
That's a good question. Well, I think it really boils down to I used to get really fixated on people in the audience that I didn't think looked interested in what I had to say. And it was only from getting on so many stages that I realized that, you know, just to ignore people like that, because many times the people who I thought looked the most boring seemed to be the most interested in working with me at the end of the talk. So I wished that somebody had told me that in the beginning to not do that, because I felt like it really drained my energy in some of those first talks and it really knocked my confidence. And then I just learned to look and communicate more with the people that looked interested and seemed engaged, and to just ignore the people who have like resting sort of uninterested faces. For you know the term I'm going for there, Sasha, right?
Yes. Moira, do you have any hidden talents?
Do I have any hidden talents? Well, not many people know this about me, but I was once invited to play the harmonica for the President of Ireland. So a hidden talent of mine is that I can knock out quite a few tunes on the harmonica, so much so that I won a competition, and the prize in the competition was to play for our president at his Christmas party.
That is a very cool prize.
Well, it was a very cool prize. Only Nelson Mandela passed away, so he couldn't make the party, so I had to play for his colonel instead. I was like, wow, I always admired Nelson Mandela, but I never thought he would impact my life in that way.
It is a small world.
Indeed, indeed.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Well, first and foremost, I move. I would absolutely remove myself from, you know, my environment, go for a run, climb a mountain, and, you know, really just, you know, shake off my energy and trying to get some balance that way. And then I would, you know, set aside any indecision or any, you know, confusion or anything like that until I had completely cleared my energy field. And then I would come back to it, I'd meditate, I'd wake up, and I'm sure I'm always fine after that.
Please finish this sentence. Financial freedom is?
Financial freedom is using your voice at every opportunity you get, because as an entrepreneur, it's one of the most powerful tools that you have. And every time you speak, you're going to impact somebody's life. And every time you speak, I'll be surprised if you don't pick up a client.
What is the best career decision you've made to date?
Best career decision I ever made was to leave my job as a youth worker, where I was living in London, making $30,000 a year, and I was doing the job that I studied for at college. I did sociology, criminology, psychology, and I just had a wall in my life around about 36, and I took this crazy notion that I wanted to leave my job and move back home to Ireland, to the place I was born, and I made that decision, and everybody told me I was crazy, and it was then that I was taken on the entrepreneurial path, so it was absolutely the best decision I ever made for myself in my career.
What motivates you to work hard?
What motivates me to work hard is because, you know, when I give an entrepreneur, you know, and I teach them the tools that they need to get their messages out into the world and share their stories, and then I see how their businesses skyrockets as a result of that in terms of impact and income, that makes what I do so worthwhile. There's nothing I love more than receiving messages from my clients saying, I did my first talk, I just got booked, I just got paid. I just love that, because I know it's almost in every entrepreneur's heart to be a speaker in some way, and that if I can support people to do that and get their messages out into the world, then I really feel I'm living my mission.
What is your favorite book to read?
A book I'm reading at the moment, and I'm on my third read, is Alex Formosi's $100 Million Offers. I listened to it twice, and now I'm reading it. It's an absolutely phenomenal book for entrepreneurs who want to make offers and want to make a lot of money.
Because we celebrate the mind, the heart, and the soul, Moira, have you ever had a secret admirer?
A secret admirer. Well, you know, the other day I had a random person message me and say, I've been following you for a while. Can I take you for a coffee?
Oh, wonderful.
Like, I think when you're somebody who's always online and you're always visible, I think it's inevitable that you have, you know, people in the back, in the wings watching and, you know, waiting for an opportunity.
Moira, do you have a favorite comfort food?
My favorite comfort food by far is kitchery.
And
have you ever tasted it?
It was one of the dishes I was introduced to as a child. And it's funny you mention it, because a few days ago, somebody asked me, what is one food that you could eat that you haven't had in a long time? And I said kitchery.
Oh, so, I think it's a very underrated dish.
I agree with you, and it's wonderful that people from around the world, even in Ireland, are thinking of it.
Right? I love it.
What is one thing that makes you laugh, Moira?
One thing that makes me laugh. My dog, Lily Rose, she makes me laugh. I have a little miniature dachshund. And she's just the cutest thing. She makes me do really silly things with her when we're playing in the house, because she's really young and she wants to play all the time. And I just find myself in convulsions of laughter with her.
And finally, are there any causes or initiatives that you support?
Yeah, I'm a member of B1G1, which is a company that they research into projects globally that are working with minorities, and I'm a member, so I would pay a subscription on a monthly basis to then basically go shopping for impact. So on a regular basis, we give to women in countries like Maui, Kenya, Uganda, who are coming out of violence, and I give them money to start their own businesses.
And finally, what do you do, Moira, and where can people contact you?
So I help entrepreneurs to build a top-tier income from sales-focused speaking and a globe-trotting lifestyle they love. And if anybody wants to contact me, my first and last name on any social media channel will get you to me. And every single month, I host a Speak More, Make More challenge where I walk people through my framework for monetizing speaking, impacting people as you do it, and traveling the world.
Wonderful. Moira, we wish you well, and thank you for sharing your wisdom on Succupeaks.
I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for the opportunity, Sasha.